laws of Nitzilas Yadayim. We're up to chapter 158, and today we're doing subsection 11. And we've been talking about having to wash your hands before eating food that has been moistened, fruit that is moistened. So today we're going to learn that Hainoitel Yodov Lepedus Naguvim, one who washes his hands even though the fruit is dry, so they're not wet. So maybe you think he's doing a mitzvah, he's being more strict. Even if he's eating wheat and barley whose truma would be from the Torah, so which means that there would be a closer resemblance to the requirement of a might be wet, and for a Kohen to eat that, he would make a tameh. He's considered of the arrogant of spirit, which means you're trying to be religious, more religious than thou. You know, that's not proper. So even though he needs to make a bracha, he's going to eat the food, he's going to make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Mizonus, whatever he's eating, he has to make a bracha. So what's the problem? He wants to wash his hand so that he should his hand should be clean for the bracha. So he says, no. Stam yadayim kishedus livracha. Ordinary hands without having in mind to wash them specifically are kosher for a bracha. You don't need to, before you eat a fruit, go wash your hands. If you're going to start washing your hands before eating a fruit, that's arrogance. You know, so don't do it. They're kosher for a bracha. Elim kin yadaya. Unless you know that you touched in areas of the body which are unclean, so then you wash your hands, but you shouldn't wash your hands just like that. But some people, anytime before they eat food, they put food in their mouth, they wash their hands for hygiene purposes, to be clean. So he says, when do we say this is be considered an arrogance? When you are washing your hands, sort of as an obligation of washing your hands as you do for eating bread. So if you wash in that format, so then that is considered arrogance. But if you are just washing your hands just so they're clean, so you have clean hands, so then he says even more. We're not talking about just so your hands are not dirty, but you're making a bracha. You want your hands to be clean, not as an obligation to Lashidayim, just to be clean hands. Even though you have no knowledge that they're tummy, so you don't really have to wash your hands, it's okay, it's permissible. If you just want to wash it, so do the bracha with more clean hands, but not as an obligation of the Chiyuv Nutilo. On subsection 12, Yud Beis Hashoyse. Ain't sorich little afil yod of achas.
Yeah. We say a bracha? I mean, I'll let you
laugh. We're not talking about the bracha for the tilt yadayim. No, we're just talking to wash the hands. The whole, or any time that you wash, no, because he has to make a bracha for the food that he's eating. But no, but any time we wash for, not for bread, we won't make a bracha. We learned that earlier. We just wash the hands without a bracha. One who drinks in subsection Yud Beis, Ashoyse in Tzorich Litil, Afilu Yod Achas. One who drinks doesn't even have to wash one hand. Let's say he's drinking with one hand. The cup doesn't have to wash it. Ele Imkein Shoyse B'Soich HaSudem. Unless you are drinking in your middle of the meal, Ve'ein Yodov Nikis, and your hand is not clean, K'moshi Yisbar B'Simen Kuf Ayin, as will be explained in Simen Kuf Ayin. Which we don't have over there, but over there, it discusses about washing the hand when you're middle of the hand. Let's say you touched the part of your body, you have to wash it. So there's the discussion in 170. This is not in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Rama. Subsection 13, Yud Gimel. So what happens, you were going to eat something which is moist, so you wash your hands. Notel yodav ledavar shetivulu b'mashkev. You wash your hands so that you thought you were going to eat celery dipped in salt water. So you want to wash your hands for that. But then you decide, and then you want to eat bread. Oh, so you already washed your hands already, right? So he says, Yachzer v'yitli yodav b'loi bracha. If you haven't taken your mind off of your hands, you should go ahead and make another netilas yadayim, wash your hands again, but don't make a bracha. So what's the reason for this? Because according to the view that says that if you dip something in water nowadays, we don't have to wash at all, as the Lord brought down earlier, that there is that opinion that says that nowadays we don't do it at all, because they were either chol and betar, as he said earlier in Sif Gimel, in subsection 3. So according to that opinion, so washing your hands for dipping in the water or for you, that's not, according to that opinion, you don't need to do that nowadays. So it's not considered a mitzvah. So he just washed his hands. Because according to that view, they don't believe that you have to wash your hands nowadays, because we don't eat chul and betara, we don't eat it, so we're not clean, so it doesn't apply until Siddayim today for Tibul B'mashkin, for that, right? Which would only apply, that opinion only says this about washing your hands for moisture, from food that has moisture, not for bread. So the first time you wash your hands, according to that view, you didn't do anything. You just was just for cleaning your hands, because there was no obligation, according to that opinion. So it wasn't done for a mitzvah of netilah. There's no mitzvah in it. When you wash your hand, you must have intent that it should be a kosher netilah, so that you can eat the food. If you just wash your hands without, just washing your hands is not good. It has to have the kavana. And certainly, this is even if he washed for tibul b'mashkin, for something that he's eating moist, but if he just washed his hands just for cleanliness, but he happened to wash it the right way, because his hands, let's say, were dirty. And then you decided to eat, you have to go wash your hands again. So, because not washing your hands for a mitzvah would not exempt you for sure. And that's that opinion. Remember, always a bracha, we always take everything into consideration. So now, what happened? But still, you shouldn't make a bracha. So why shouldn't you not make a bracha? So the first one didn't count. So you didn't really wash your hand, because it's not a kosher washing. So why shouldn't you make a bracha? So he says, because there's another opinion that says, the washing of the hand does not require kavana. Even if you wash your hand, it would be okay. And there's always, whenever we have a doubt to make a bracha, we go to lenient, we don't make the bracha. Why? Because maybe the first washing did work for him, whether it was for the peiros, even according to whether it was for the tube of mashkin, or it was just washing hand for cleanliness. But maybe, according, if we don't need kavana, it fulfilled the obligation. And the first one, you can't make a bracha. On the first one, when he washed, it doesn't apply to make a bracha, because he doesn't. So in other words, let him make a bracha now for the first one that he did, and therefore he will do. So it's too late. He says, "Kivon shalin is kavan klal natila," because the first time around you didn't have intention to wash your hands according to that opinion, or if you're doing it just for nikias, and therefore, so lamah adav doime. This can be compared. L'nidah shenafla l'mayim v'nitara mitamosa. A woman who needs to go to the mikveh, and she fell into the water. So she became clean. What happens is, so she will not make a bracha when she goes up from the mikveh, because she makes the bracha before she goes to the mikveh, but not after goes to the mikveh. In this case, you're not going to make the bracha for the netilas yadayim that you did before. You don't make a bracha for earlier, you make the bracha ahead of the mitzvah. Subsection 14, just trying to see if we can finish. I don't know today, we'll see. Let's see how much we can go. Now, there's a few more minutes. Subsection 14. Mishahu Bamidbar, one who is in the desert. Abimakim Sakana, he's in the desert or in a place of danger. Ve'einle Mayim, and he doesn't have water. There's no water available. So there's no water in the Midbar. In a midbar, it's evident why a person doesn't want to go backwards to mafachad lachzir lach achareim, and he's afraid to go ahead to go search for water. It's a dangerous place, or it's in a midbar, it's a desert, so it's also another day. He doesn't want to go look for water. Potum metilas yadayim, he's exempt from washing his hands. You know, in a decision, you don't have to wash your hands. Ve'ein tzorich lemnoyim alechel. And you don't have to hold back from eating. You say, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm not going to eat until I get the water. You don't have to hold back. Even though, okay, he's not going to be in danger. He won't eat. So, but he's not going to get into danger for fasting a little bit. Until they get him water, he doesn't have to hold. Or even if he has other foods that he can eat that don't require washing of the hand. He can eat other stuff. And he won't have to wash his hands. So that means he's not going to be hungry. He's not going to be in danger, not be hungry, but he doesn't have water around him. The Shemokim Sakona Legozru Klal Tosidai. Because in a case of danger, the rabbis have not instituted doing Nitil Sidayim altogether. The Chain Ksho Yitzim Bemachna La Melchoma. The same thing was when they would go out in the camp, when they go in war, and the. They were exempt from washing the hands, as the Mishnah says in the Gemara in Erevin, the end of the first parak. Okay. Subsection 15, yeah?
I would think the water in the desert to wash the hands would somehow have to be kept in case he had to drink.
Yeah. Well, that depends on how much water they have, or what the. Subsection 15, Tezvab. You got to be very careful with washing your hands. Now he's telling you something. One who degrades or cheapens washing the hands is liable for nidu. Nidu means excommunication. Ubali de anis and becomes poor. Vinekar min ha'olam is uprooted from the world. Even if a person who does wash his hand, but he uses exactly a reviz, that's the amount needed for the water, still brings him to becoming poor. Take, you should add and wash your hands fully, a lot, with a flow. Anybody who takes his full hands with water, I mean by pouring on them, but he fills his hands with water, so they give him, from above, Hashem will give him full hands with goodness and blessings. So if you wash your hands fully, you get from Hashem full hands of blessings and goodness. Still, don't have in mind that you wash your hands fully because you want to become rich. Then it turns out that you're serving God because you want the reward. So if you're washing your hands fully because you want to get a lot of blessing, it's also considered for a reward. But do it to the honor of Hashem, to do the mitzvah, not for becoming wealthy, but for honoring Hashem. Subsection 16. Even though the washing of the hands is from the rabbis, we're talking now for bread, but yet. Because in other places we have a machloikis, so that's why we don't do it today. But originally they would make all the time for all to mashke, they would make a bracha. So the generally washing is from the rabbis. You still make the bracha. You have sanctified us with the mitzvahs. You instructed us to wash the hands. So the question is, where did he instruct us? It's only from the rabbis. God didn't instruct that. It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere. So where did he command us? Shenemar, because the Pasuk states, and this is a Pasuk in Devarim, chapter 17, verse 11, Yudzayin Yudalf. Over there it says, Leisosu min hadovar sheyigid lecha yom nesmoel. Don't turn away from the things that they tell you to the right or to the left. That's talking about to the rabbis. The rabbis, God authorized the rabbis to instruct us and to tell us how, what to do. So, and he says to us, do not turn away right or left. That's God's command, to listen to the rabbis. So that's what he commanded us. L'fikach. And therefore, k'sh'on u'shem l'divrei chachamim, when we listen to the words of the sages, on a mekayimim mitzvos Hashem, she'tzivonu l'shmoy aleihem. So then we fulfill God's command that he told us to listen to them. This is the reason for all the blessings that we make a bracha for the mitzvahs which are from the rabbis, is because God told us to listen to the rabbis. So basically, we're doing Hashem's mitzvah that we listen to the rabbis. But maybe I would make one blessing for all the mitzvahs. So you make the bracha not to told us to wash our hands, but to told us to listen to the rabbis. That should be the bracha. No, when the bracha transfers this particular thing, you don't make a bracha, Hashem told us to listen to the rabbis when you're washing your hands, because that wouldn't imply to what we're doing right now. So we want to do it right now, so told the rabbis, so we're doing it what he told the rabbis, so therefore we're doing Hashem's mitzvah. It says by right, one should make the bracha before you wash your hands. For all the mitzvahs, the blessing is made before we do them. Before we do the mitzvah, we make the bracha. But since sometimes a person's hand isn't clean, say one who's used the restroom, so that's why we always make after we wash the hands, not to make a difference. Sometimes you say before you wash, sometimes after you wash, so we always put it after you wash. And another reason is shegam aniguv hu min ha-mitzvah. Drying your hand is also part of the mitzvah. K'moshi is but v'af al pi shelepom en tzorech niguv. And this will be explained later on in Sifyut Zayin, but even though sometimes you don't have to wash your hand, l'ros l'chag metil, until they don't want to make a difference. So turns out when you're washing your, when you're making the bracha after you wash your hand, it's being done before drying, and drying is part of the mitzvah, so you're already making the bracha before the mitzvah. One who washes his hand by putting two rinsing, you know, twice. So it would be fit to make the bracha after you rinse the first time, before you put the second water. So if you're putting one, two, so after the first one, I'm talking about, but he's doing both hands at once. In this case, his still other hand may not be clean yet. So you're talking about somebody else is washing your hands. So they give one and two, so they bring both hands together. So Abba P, so it would be fit to doing after the first rinse, before you put the second water. Second water is basically, we'll see, is to remove the first water. So, because at that point, after you rinsed off your hands once, they're already clean and they're fit for a bracha. So he says that would be, the fitting thing to do, is to do it after the first ones, because your hands are already clean. But we're going to see soon, no, that would be the imshach v'labirich achad haniguv. Now, what happens if a person forgot, he washed his hands, and he didn't make the bracha till after he dried his hands? So then you're going to make the bracha after you dry your hands. So although all the mitzvahs that you had not made the bracha before doing them, you're still not going to do it after you did them. Like we said before, remember we gave the example after a person washed his hands and then like he gave the marshal from the mikvah, that you don't make the bracha later on after you finish. But in this case, over here he's saying that even after you dried your hand, you'll still make the bracha and you don't make it achar gemara siyosam. Mekomok mitzvah zu. But this mitzvah is special, the Tilzilam. Since sometimes you cannot make it before you do it, before you wash, and you have to, you're forced to make it after you do it, after you wash the hands. So in the chalik bein pam lepam, ulevolim yochelam yochel varach achar kach. But you can always make afterwards. In other words, originally it was established that you should make the bracha until the Tillis Yadayim after you do the mitzvah. So even though we said before, so therefore we don't make a difference between one case and the other case. You could, we say, okay, go ahead, you wash your hands, you can still make the bracha, because you can do the bracha until the Tillis Yadayim, because sometimes it's not clean, you can do it. So, Elo Shelechatchila Medak Nevorach Ked Manigu. To begin with, we try to do it before we dry our hands. Because drying the hands is also the mitzvah, so you make it before you dry. But the main washing of the hands, which we make a bracha on, is already the actual washing of the hand. That's what we make the bracha. We don't make the bracha for drying the hand. So we try to do that, but that's still not, it's already been done. So since over there all the time we make it after the bracha, so it doesn't make a difference. And you can do it after the drying hands as well. But if you remember after you make a motzi already, then you cannot make on the Tillis Yadayim. Says the parenthesis, if he was necessary for him to wash his hands in the middle of the meal, and there is an opinion that says, according to the view that says, if you have to wash your hands in the middle, you have to make until Siddhaim again. And he forgot, and he didn't make the bracha until he ate bread. Then you cannot make any more a bracha. Since the netila is for the eating, so, since you're doing it for eating, as soon as you start, once you begin to eat, you can't make a bracha on the tila, on the washing that has already passed and gone. But not only that, even before you start to eat, only immediately after you wash, and not also when it's distant, not in this. In other words, you wash your hands and you dry them, you can make right away a bracha. But not later on. And that's why there's those that prohibit to interrupt by speaking between the washing and the bracha, as said in Sima Kuf Samachay. Just not understanding the footnote here, but so some say that you cannot interrupt between the washing and the blessing. And if a person, even being quiet, who takes some time, he didn't make the bracha, even if he didn't speak out, shuv einem mevarach. He's still not going to make a bracha. So if you did, you have to make the bracha right away. Even though he was not able to make it before the doing, because his hands may not have been clean, and he has to make it afterwards. There's no logic at all to say you can always make the bracha. Okay, you couldn't do it before, so you can make it, you know, till Mashiach comes. You know, you can't do that. But immediately after the eating, see, all that is all the parentheses. So basically, you have to make it until you die right then and there. Even though you can do it after the washing, even though you didn't start eating yet, but you should not make the bracha. So that's why brichas until you die comes as soon as you have done.